With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. The Montana Supreme Court yesterday rejected a last-minute legal challenge to block a ballot measure to legalize marijuana sales to Montanans 21 and up. The decision came 2 days after the group Wrong for Montana filed the complaint. Initiative 190 establishes a 20% tax on non-medical cannabis sales and directs that money to the general fund and other programs. Opponents argue it violates the state's constitution because initiatives aren't allowed to appropriate funds. Montana Supreme Court justices didn't rule on the merits of the argument, saying only it failed to show the necessary urgency to be heard at that level. Justices suggested plaintiffs first take it to the district court. Wrong for Montana, Steve Zabawa.
It's not that they don't want to rule on it, just said it's not the right time. Go take it down to the district court, make a decision, then you can bring it to us at that time.
Zabawa tells Montana Public Radio he expects the complaint would be filed to the district court level by the end of today. The Montana Supreme Court's decision didn't surprise Dave Lewis. Lewis is policy advisor for New Approach Montana, the group working to legalize recreational marijuana. New Approach dismisses the complaint as a frivolous long shot.
This is kind of an old tactic to file lawsuits to try and confuse the voters. It's been done before. It'll be done in the future.
With less than 2 weeks until Election Day, nearly 290,000 Montanans had cast their votes as of yesterday. Absentee ballots were sent out October 9th.